I remember, you know, they used to publish, you know, like you'd get the magazine and, you know, it'd be like stacking up our arsenal against Russia's, you know, and when we were kids, we were still living in that post, you know, era, you know, Red Scare era where it was the Cold War. And it wasn't the way you see all these, you know, pictures of boomers hiding underneath their desk and stuff like that. I don't understand any of that. This was much later. But you'd get, you know, Newsweek and these other magazines would hit the house and there'd be articles on this. And, you know, they'd show, like, you know, they just pretty much would be a numbers game. You know, it's like, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles, you know, Russia, you know, has, you know, 372, you know, United States has 250. And you're like, oh, my God, they got us by 100, you know, intercontinental ballistic missiles. You know, but then you find out that, well, yeah, but there's, have a sudden rubber band to them in order to, you know, help them, you know, and, you know, ours are all state of the, you know, it's never that easy, right? But it's still designed to, you know, and then you find out that, you know, I heard another rumor, it's like, you know, once you hear about some technology coming out of the government, you know, like military, you know, it's probably 10 years old already. You know, it's like they've already had it, you know, for 10 years by the time it hits the world. So, you know, is that the case? Is it not the case? Is it just, you know, wishful thinking? I don't know. W8FU.